Roy and Lauren Morning Show Phone Slam.
I'm gonna reach my telephone.
Hey, is this Paul Kerfrister?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm calling about your Myrtle Beach house up for rent.
Great.
So I'm looking to take a week in July, right around 4th of July. I know that's probably your busy time, but it said online that it was available, and I want to get this thing booked right on away.
Yeah, awesome. That's fantastic. I have a couple weekends still left in July, so yeah.
Okay, I have a couple questions before I start giving you my credit card number.
I get it. Okay, shoot.
So I play the saxophone, and if I'm going to be there for a good bit, I'm going to still have to, you know, keep up with my talents, because you know what they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. So is there neighbors close by? Because I don't want to lose it. I want to use it.
I get it. There are neighbors close by, so we do try and keep it relatively quiet.
What's like the window situation? I'm not a nudist. I'm not a practicing nudist, but I like to be comfortable. What's like, is there big bay windows, which, you know, is nice because I like to look out into the beach, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to expose myself to your neighbors.
Right. There are windows, so I guess I do recommend wearing clothes near them.
That's always a good idea.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello? Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry. I was just about to call Paul about that 4th of July house rental.
No, I'm on the phone with Paul.
Oh. Well, did you ask him if it's available for 4th of July?
Yeah, he said he has a couple weekends available.
Oh. Did you tell him that you like to play the sax?
Yeah, I play the saxophone.
Hey, how close are you to other buildings? Do you have a bay window? We like to look at the beach, but we don't want to be too close to the other people.
Yeah, as I was just saying, we do have windows, but
he said that we should wear clothes. I think he said we should wear clothes because you don't want us to expose ourselves.
Well, it's a dumb rule, but I'm sure we'll follow it if we sign the contract to rent.
Definitely.
Hey, Pete,
I would recommend that.
Hey, Pete.
Do you mean Paul?
Oh, hey, Paul. Did my roommate tell you that three of us are coming?
No, he didn't mention that yet.
Hey, Patrick, what's the parking situation like?
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. Sounds like you got it under control.
All right. Thanks so much. But Patrick, are you on the phone?
Paul.
Paul, Pat Paul, like my Pat Paul. Oh, that's so funny. What's the car? Is there a big driveway? We got three cars we're bringing.
We don't have a driveway, actually. There's no parking, so you will have to find parking on the street.
Oh, is that you?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Is there someone on the phone?
Yeah, it's me.
I'm trying.
Dave.
Dave, I'm trying to call Paul about this rental.
I called Patrick, Paul. I called him. He's on the phone.
Wait, what?
He's on the phone.
Hello?
Is this Paul?
Yes, speaking.
Paul, listen, we're trying to rent your property for the holiday, and we've got three cars. We just want to make sure you got the parking.
Yeah, I'm aware of the situation. We don't have parking, so you guys are going to have to park on the street, but there is ample parking on the street most of the time.
Okay, so it's available for 4th of July?
Yes, I do have that weekend available still, yeah.
Okay, and then our friend likes to play the saxophone, so we just want to make sure that there's not people close by and, you know.
Well, as I said, there are people close by.
Who's
so
hitting buttons?
Hello?
Who's hitting the buttons?
Did you ask him about the windows?
Hello?
Oh, are you guys still on with Paul? I was just going to call him. I just thought of a question.
I want to be able to walk around without my pants on.
What do you want to ask, Paul?
I want to make sure that the house is close to the beach, but our neighbors aren't too close to us so that, you know, if we get out of the outside shower, we don't have to wear clothes.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody want to ask him about the parking situation?
Hello?
Hey, did you know that my friend likes to play the saxophone?
What do you think your neighbors will think if they can hear him? Do you think they're too close?
Hey, are you upstairs right now? Can you do me a favor and throw down my laundry?
No, I'm in the kitchen. No,
I'm upstairs. I'll throw them down.
Okay, thanks, Meredith. I appreciate
that. Anybody want a soda pop?
What are we doing for dinner tonight? We got to figure that out.
Well, I hear Fresh Market has a good deal on steaks.
Paul, you got a landline at the house so that like people could jump on the phone like this?
Yeah.
Paul, it's the Mandy Roy and Lauren Morning Show. Messing with you, dude. Your girlfriend Hannah thought it would be funny for us to call you and play a prank on your Myrtle Beach rental.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Hannah's behind it. Don't get mad at us.
Oh, man.
You're on Amani Roy and Loren Phone Slam. Thanks for being a good sport.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Phone Slams. Because we all need a good laugh at our friends' expense. Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Still to come.
Oh, my God. That's going into the Phone Slam Hall of Fame is one of my favorites. Yeah. Oh, I love that one. Multiple pickups. And then we kept asking the same thing that the person before us just asked. That
so
was great.
So obnoxious.
So, Loren, something I noticed that I don't know if Roy noticed it, but we talked to a couple people at Queen Park Social on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And this one group were out enjoying someone being newly single, but they were all wearing something and they shouldn't have been.
Huh.
Yeah. And they say they do it for a certain reason. We'll tell you about it coming up in 3 minutes.
You gotta get up.